What's the halacha if a person has a plan to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, and he has a particular organization in mind, but he never actually articulates his pledge? Is the mere machshava and intent enough to be mechayiv him to actually follow through and give the money to the tzedakah or not? Is machshava mechayiv in tzedakah? So this is a tremendous machlekes rishonim, and it's all based on a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, when discussing the halachos of a shvua, Omar Shmuel gomar b'liboy tzorich shiyotzi b'svasav. That if a person in his mind wants to be mechayev himself to do something or to refrain from doing something, ayadei shvua, the shvua is not chal unless he actually articulates the shvua. That you have to verbalize your intent. It's not sufficient if you have merely a kavana or a machshava to be meichel some type of shvua. As I state in Gemara, shvua is tafcha vavam veis. The Gemara then asks, from the fact that the pasuk tells us kol nediv lev, which we derive that regarding, let's say, the bringing of an oila to the Beis HaMikdash, by merely intending to be mechayiv yourself to bring an oila, that is adequate, and you're taka mechuyiv to fulfill your intent, you have to bring the oila to the Beis HaMikdash, because it says kol nediv lev. The pasuk focuses on the lev, and that includes even the mere intent, without actually articulating your nedava. And so too, the Gemara says, the pasuk regarding Trumas HaMishkan, the different nedavas, the different donations that were given to the Mishkan, as well, we find the pasuk Kol Nediv Lev, which teaches us that when it comes to the donations that took place to the Mishkan as well, by merely having the machshava to donate something, you're mechoyev, because it says Lev in the pasuk Kol Nediv Lev, that even by merely having it believe without articulating it, you're mechoyev to fulfill your intent. And the Gemara Lamaisa says that it's specific to Kodshim and Trumas HaMishkan, but we cannot derive this halacha when it comes to Chulin, because Chulin mi Kodshim loy gamrinon. And there's a rule of Shnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echad, two psukim come to exclude this halacha from being extrapolated and learned to other areas of halacha. And the Meila, this din of Nidvas Halev, Kol Nidiv Lev, applies specifically in the realm of, let's say, a korban that you're donating, or perhaps in the donations that took place in the Mishkan. But when a regular Shvua is about to be Chal, you don't have this halacha of Nidiv Lev. Rather, we learn from Levates B'Svasayim that you have to actually articulate the Shvua in order for it to be Chal. That is the Gemara in Shvua Tav Chafov. Now, the question is, what about Tzedakah? So, Lefum Riata, on a simple level, we would assume Tzedakah, therefore, can only be Chal if you actually articulate your pledge to give money to a particular Tzedakah, because Tzedakah is not Kodshim, it's not a Karban, it's not going to the Mishkan, it's not going to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, we should say, Chulin mi kodshim legamrinon, you have to actually verbalize your intent to give the tzedakah. However, there are certain halachas that compare tzedakah to a nedava that is made to the mikdash. For instance, there's a rule, amirosoi ligavoya kemisirosoi lehedyit, which sometimes we apply as well to the concept of tzedakah, that by Kodshim, we have a rule that merely by saying that you're going to give, let's say, a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, amirosoi legavoya kemisirosoi lehedyit, that's already something that concretizes the deal, and it's ke'ilu hektish was already koinet from you. And so too, when it comes to tzedakah, by merely saying that you're going to give tzedakah, it's ke'ilu hektish was already koinet, based on this klal of amirosoi legavoya kemisirosoi lehedyit. And therefore, since we find that tzedakah is sometimes compared to the donations of kodshim, some rishonim learn that in fact here as well, by merely intending to give a certain amount of tzedakah to an organization, you're already mechuyev, because kol nediv lev applies and is extended to the concept of tzedakah as well. Now, this is a machlekes rishonim. The Mordechai and Taka holds you're mechuyev even by merely being mechashiv. Rabbeinu Tam as well holds that you're mechuyev merely by being mechashiv. However, other rishonim disagree. The Rosh holds that no. Says the Rosh, in order to be mechuyev and staka, you have to actually articulate your intent. And only when you actually verbalize your pledge are you mechuyev and staka, because he says it's chulin. Staka's chulin, and chulin mikachim legamrinon. You need it to be clearly articulated. Now, we should point out, as an aside, that about even according to the Paiskim, that machshava alone is mechayiv you to give tzedakah, that doesn't mean that every time you have some fleeting thought to give money to tzedakah, you become mechayiv. It has to be a very clear, decisive machshava. And the machshava is to give a certain amount of money to a particular nitzrech. In that case, it's a firm machshava, in that case, according to many Yerushalayim Yitzchak. Now, there is a Mordechai that adds another interesting knes to this equation. The Mordechai, brought down actually in the Ramot, Taka holds as well that by merely having a machshava to give tztaka, you're mechuyev in tztaka. And the Mordechai doesn't really shtel tzu the klal of Amirosa legavoya as it exclusively applies to tztaka in comparing it to the Mikdash. The Mordechai adds to the equation an interesting Gemara, a famous, actually, Gemara, about Rav Safra. Rashi, in the end of Makkos, brings this down. The story about Rav Safra that Chazal tell us, where Rav Safra was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, and some non-Jew came to him, offering to buy something from him. And he didn't talk to him, he didn't interrupt his Kriya Shema. The guy thought that he was just asking for a higher price, and he upped his game, and he kept going higher and higher, and he still wasn't replying. And after he finished davening, he turns to the guy and he says, I'll give it to you by the original price, because that was really the intent that I had. I just wasn't able to be mafsik, and you took me for a person asking for a higher price, but really that wasn't my intent. I already agreed, and therefore I'm going to give you what my original agreement was in my machshava, and he took the lower price. And the Gemara says, Doiver emes bil vovoi, that is mechayiv himself based on a mere machshava without actually articulating that which he plans on doing. And says the Mordechai, you see from here that for a Yor Shemayim, you're mechayiv to, in fact, fulfill even a machshava that you have, even if you don't articulate the machshava. And therefore, says the Mordechai, so too, if in your mind you promise to give tzedakah, even though you don't articulate the pledge, if it's in your mind a firm machshava to give tzedakah, that's sufficient, and you're mechuyev to, in fact, follow through on your pledge. Even though it wasn't articulated, if it was in your mind, doyver emes bil vavoy, for a person who's Yerushmaim, you're mechuyev. That's the Mordechai. Now, the Rosh, again, as we mentioned, says that you have to actually articulate to be mechuyev because it's chulin. But the Rabbeinu Tam holds that even by machshava you're mechuyev, and we as well find this concept by Kabbalah's tainus. We know that a person, when he makes a personal tainus on himself, he has to be mekabel the tainus, let's say, on the previous day of mincha. And the question is, if you didn't articulate a kabbalah, but you had a machshava, a clear and definitive machshava that you're going to have a tainus the next day, is that enough of a kabbalah? So the same machlekes applies, and Zokt Rabbein Tam over there, that by merely having a machshava, if it's a firm machshava, that's enough to be considered a kabbalah. Because again, tainus is compared to nidrei korban. And just like when you are menadiv to the Beis HaMikdash, even if you do it b'machshava, that's mechayiv, you kol nidiv lev, kabbalah's tainus as well can be included in this general rubric, and it could obligate you even with a mere machshava. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? So this is a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is Mekel. And the Mechaber holds, machshava is not mechayiv you in tzedaka. You're only mechayiv to act on a pledge in halacha if you articulate the pledge. However, the Ramah in Simin Reish Nun Ches in Yoredeya is machmer. And says the Ramah, even by having a mere machshava to give money to tzedaka, you're mechayiv. You're mechayiv to give money because the machshava alone is mechayiv based on this concept of kol nediv lev, and we extend it to the concept of tzedakah. Now this is a tremendous chumrah, because according to what comes out from the Ramah, if a person merely has a plan, a clear machshava, and intend to give money to tzedakah, he has to follow through, he has to give money to tzedakah. Now, there is another opinion, a kind of middle opinion, a pshara type of opinion, brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva, over there in Simen Reish Nun Ches, b'shem the Eish Dos, where the Eish Dos says that we have like a little bit of a middle opinion, and that is that Avade, when it comes to a person who doesn't articulate any type of pledge, he's not Mechoyev. He's not Mechoyev. By merely having a Mechshava alone, you're not Mechoyev. However, it says the Eish Dos, Kol Nediv Lev, says the Eish Dos, what do we learn regarding the Mechshava to give money to, or to give, let's say, a carbon to Beis HaMikdash. Kol Nediv Lev, the point, the part of the neder that was specific as to exactly which type of carbon is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, that is something that's even b'machshava. The Nediv part, the Nedava part, the fact that you're menadev this particular animal to the Beis HaMikdash, even though you didn't articulate that this particular animal was going to go, since you had a machshava about this animal, itaka is chal, and the same thing when it comes to tzedakah. If you articulated a pledge, but you didn't specify in the pledge exactly where the money is going to go and how much, your machshava, in fact, determines how much, and it is koiveya how much you're, in fact, mechoyev to give. So we have a little bit of a middle stance, that avada, if you have no articulation at all, there's no dibur at all, you're not mechoyev. But if you do have a dibur, but the dibur didn't specify how much, your machshava determines, and if it didn't specify, let's say, to which nitzrach, the machshava determines. That's the shita, the Eish Dos. L'mayis, the Emir Yosher disagrees. Most Paiskim disagree with this Eish Dos, and they go with the Ramah, the Imachoyev, even with Machshava. But this is the middle shita of the Eish Dos. We should point out one final ha'ara that the Chareinim give, and that's based on Reb Kiva Eger, a Yisoid from Reb Kiva Eger, where Reb Kiva Eger says like this. He says, and this is also something that's found in a similar vein in the site is like this. If a person plans on making a intent, making a machshava to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, then as the Ramah paskins, you're mechuyev to fulfill your pledge, even though you didn't actually verbalize it. Machshava is mechayev. What if, though, the gabbai is standing up in shul and asking for pledges? He's going around soliciting money, and everyone's, you know, pledging a certain amount to, let's say, the building campaign of the shul. And he's going around getting actual pledges, dibur. They're actually giving out specific pledges as to how much they're going to donate to the building campaign. You planned on, let's say, getting the gabbai's attention, and you planned on articulating your pledge. But he didn't get to your hand. He didn't notice you, and it didn't come to fruition. He didn't actually call on you, but you had a clear machshava to give it. Let's say the case is you had a clear machshava to donate that money to the shul. Say some of the paiskim, even though the Ramah says machshava is mechayev, over here perhaps it won't be mechayev. Because over here, your plan was to articulate it. Your das was to only be mechayev yourself with the dibur. Now, grada, you didn't actually verbalize it. It didn't come lemaisa because he didn't call on you. So even though you had a machshava, perhaps this machshava is not mechayev you because the plan that you had was to, in fact, verbalize the machshava and you didn't get to do so, perhaps you're not going to be mechuyev in this case.